Last year, World Bank experts warned that while many of this century's conflicts have been about oil, the wars of the next century will be about water. And the Washington-based World Watch Institute has predicted that by 2025, 40% of the world's population will be living in areas with chronic water shortages. In the Middle East, use of some of the area's biggest rivers is already a matter of heated dispute. Downstream countries fear their upstream and often hostile neighbors will divert and turn off their water supplies. One of these disputes centers on a big irrigation project underway in Turkey, where the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers originate. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has this report.
The Ataturk Dam is a massive, mile-and-a-half-long curving wall of black volcanic rock soaring high above a hydroelectric power plant. At the bottom left of the gorge, eight massive turbines are churning the waters of the River Euphrates, which has widened above the dam into a placid blue-green reservoir, one of the largest man-made lakes in the world. The Ataturk Dam is the cornerstone of the southeastern Anatolia project, known in Turkish as GAP. When completed by the beginning of the next century, the $32 billion complex will comprise 22 dams on the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, generating 40% of Turkey's energy needs and irrigating 5 million acres, an area twice the size of Belgium. Across from the hydroelectric power plant, a concrete ramp the size of an airport runway channels water from the reservoir down to what engineers here call the world's longest underground water highway. 16 miles south of the Ataturk Dam, two irrigation tunnels, each more than 7 yards in diameter, surface above ground. Özgül Şantay works for GAP at the nearby regional office in Sanlıurfa.
These tunnels, two parallel tunnels, coming from Ataturk Dam Reservoir. This is the main channel. This channel can carry 328 cubic meters per second to Harran Plain.
The Harran Plain was once part of the Fertile Crescent, the breadbasket of the region since the time of the Babylonians. This is the land of prophets. Sanlıurfa is said to be the birthplace of Abraham. But what was once the cradle of civilization between the Euphrates and the Tigris is also where, over the centuries, great empires clashed, leaving in their wake a dusty, barren landscape. At least until the Ataturk Dam started pumping water into the irrigation tunnels a year ago. Özgül takes us to see what has changed in the nearby village of Hanç Agiz. There's a festive mood here. Little boys are playing on a mud road, while 26-year-old Abdullah supervises the work in the field. His three sisters, his wife and mother, are harvesting their first cotton crop on their small plot of land. Abdullah says he's very happy because he's doubled what he made last year. Now he can buy a tractor. Before, all he could have hoped for was a horse and cart. And now, with a sure water supply, he can plant different crops and have three harvests in a year. His next crop will be wheat or soybeans. He hasn't decided yet. Özgül says the farmers of the Harran Plain can now revive the Fertile Crescent of ancient times.
Now they can planting what they want. They will create this Upper Mesopotamia with the GAP project.
Wherever there are GAP installations, large letters spell out one of the slogans of Kemal Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey. Lucky is the one who says he is a Turk. But this emphasis on national pride has raised the stakes in an already tense regional power game. Turkey's downstream neighbors, Syria and Iraq, which depend heavily on the Euphrates and the Tigris, were not consulted when Turkey began the GAP project. And Ankara has no international agreements on sharing the river waters. When the Euphrates irrigation project is completed, Syria and Iraq could receive 40 and 60% less water flow, respectively. Syria in particular has retaliated against Ankara by giving shelter and support to the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which is waging a terrorist battle against Turkey. Damascus, like Baghdad, wants a firm guarantee from Turkey that its water supply will never be cut off or heavily reduced. Unver Olcay, president of the GAP project, dismisses the neighboring country's fears as unfounded because, he says, holding back water would create massive floods for everyone.
With storage capability, obviously you can regulate the water, but you cannot store water indefinitely. I mean,
so you're saying you can't turn the faucet off for a long
indefinitely.
Period?
Indefinitely. No, you can't. You can't. It's technically impossible. And politically, I think all Turkish governments have declared that Turkey would not use water or its capability as a political weapon.
However, the neighboring countries are increasingly concerned that Turkey could siphon off the water so it never reaches them. The Turkish government has begun offering to sell bulk drinking water to Libya, Malta, and Israel from its rivers that flow into the Mediterranean. And analysts say, in theory, yet more water could be diverted from the Euphrates through new pipelines to the nearest Turkish port and then be shipped to clients on tankers. With the Middle East one of the world's regions most endangered by a dwindling water supply, the Arab League has entered the dispute, calling on Turkey to halt the GAP project and to open negotiations with Syria and Iraq. But Gumkut, professor of international relations at Istanbul's Bosphorus University, says long-standing animosities in the region undermine the chances of reaching a negotiated solution.
Regional management is the key. Regional management of all the available water supply is the key. But what works against this is the lack of trust between the neighbors. Okay, nobody will trust Turkey. Turkey will trust nobody.
Turkey is forging ahead with its mega hydroelectric power and irrigation project, which officials say will not only double its agricultural production, but will also provide economic well-being for 6 million people in the poverty-stricken region. And Turkey is hoping that economic development will bring an end to ethnic divisions and civil strife. But many analysts say that Turkey, which has no oil, has now discovered that it's endowed with what could become an equally powerful natural resource. On the old buildings in nearby Şanlıurfa, one can still see an old Mesopotamian symbol carved in stone. A bull representing nature is mounted by a lion, the sign of power. An apt metaphor for Turkey, whose wealth in water could enhance its status as the regional superpower. This is Sylvia Poggioli reporting.